On Friday afternoon, Veterans Home workers and supporters were waving signs on all four corners of Bennington's main intersection. The signs read, "Save the Vets Home. Listen to the frontline workers." The workers have been saying for over a year that the facility is understaffed. John Dunham is a nurse at the home.
We're facing, you know, still a crisis, and we just do not have enough staff to adequately to take care of these veterans.
State officials and the home's administration say the staffing is well within federal and state guidelines. Rachel Fields is vice president of the Vermont State Employees Association chapter that represents the Vets Home's 200 workers.
You meet the minimum for the LNAs on the floor, but you still don't have enough time to answer call bells timely or to do the everyday little things like sit with somebody one-on-one and make them know that they're not alone in the world.
Fields says the union is turning to the people of Bennington for support. Workers are circulating a petition and knocking on doors.
The Veterans Home, for many reasons, is a huge part of this community. It's one of the biggest employers.
The petition calls for more staff and for better financial management. The home projected a $3.5 million shortfall next year. Lawmakers recently voted half that amount to keep the facility afloat. Doug Gibson, a union spokesman, hopes more is coming.
You know, hopefully the legislature will come around and put the extra money in to fully fund the whole.
The home has also seen repeated citations from Medicare and Medicaid, its biggest source of funds. In September, it narrowly escaped losing its federal certification. The legislature has set aside funds to study the home's problems. Joe Krawczyk, a former Bennington lawmaker and retired Army colonel, stepped in last fall as chairman of the Veterans Home's trustees. Krawczyk says he welcomes the study.
You know, our books are open. Come in. If we're doing something wrong, tell us. We want to do everything we can to provide the best care we can for the residents we have in that home.
Krawczyk says one alternative might be to bring in a private company to run the home. Members of the union hope that won't happen. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keese.